Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, John, you had an issue. We'll get phone calls. Jared Goff, why doesn't he get more respect? We played the FS1 audio. Jaden Daniels is better than him, according to Danny Parkins. I put Goff fourth among playoff quarterbacks. What are your thoughts?
We could argue Lamar and Goff, I think, in regards to just results.
Sure.
Goff has been to a Super Bowl. Lamar hasn't.
Lamar's won 2 MVPs. Goff hasn't.
Yeah, and maybe on the precipice of a third. Who knows? Yeah, I don't know.
At least one or up.
I'm not going to argue anything about really about the top four.
Splitting hairs. Okay.
When you get to the bottom four, Stafford, I think, is the biggest threat. And again, I'm going to try and set aside the qualifier of starting a franchise now, because I mentioned part of that trade with Goff and Stafford was the timeline.
Age.
And age matters if you're talking about starting a franchise between Matthew Stafford now and Jaden Daniels now. But so I would put probably Stafford fifth as well. When you're talking about Hurts, Stroud, and Jaden Daniels, I think Jaden Daniels, I would put him ahead of Hurts and Stroud. I think his processing, and I'm trying to compare what we saw from C.J. Stroud last year to what we're seeing from Jaden Daniels this year. I think when you are as good as Jaden Daniels has been against pressure and against blitzes, to me, that is, it talks to football IQ. It talks to just reaction, decision-making, and confidence. Not that C.J. Stroud doesn't have those, but I would put Jaden Daniels, if I was choosing between those two quarterbacks, I'd take Jaden Daniels.
I really struggled with how much is right now and how much is the pedigree. Like, you could say Mahomes is number one on pedigree, right? Until he gets toppled in the playoffs. I really wrestled Allen and Mahomes at 1 and 2. Allen's playing better right now. It's the same thing with, I put Goff at 4 and Stafford at 5. Like, Stafford would be, you know, more proven, has won a Super Bowl, all the comebacks, all that stuff. But Goff's playing better right now than Stafford. You know what I mean? Like, it's how you want to carve this up. But I definitely have Goff ahead of Jaden Daniels, which is how we got on this conversation to begin with. Why doesn't Goff get more respect? Let's get to the phones. Let's get to Jeff and Shelby. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I wanted to talk a little bit about Jared versus Jaden Daniels. And John, get your perspective a little bit as a former player. We're talking about the physical traits and the winning. And I wonder about the presence of a quarterback or just a leader in the locker room and how that helps set the tone. Because you look at like a Michael Vick, and he's probably a physical specimen, but what was he the best influence on the team, the best leader in the locker room? And I wanted to kind of get your thoughts on Jared's value to the Lions or any team.
Well, I think Goff right now, in terms of his leadership, because a lot of it hinges on experience. Jaden Daniels doesn't have the same experience of getting to a Super Bowl and losing, getting to an NFC Championship game and losing. And playing against NFL defenses, high-level NFL defenses, for as long as Jaden Daniels. So it's in terms of leadership, and what I know about Jaden Daniels in reports from LSU and ASU, but also hearing some of the back channels and talking that I've done with those in Washington, they love his leadership. And I think that they have drafted extremely well in regards to a guy that not only can produce on the field, but is a tremendous leader in the locker room, in the huddle. It's hard to be that guy as a rookie. And I think they actually did a great job of drafting two great leaders on both sides of the ball. And people will say, oh, it's a Michigan guy. Mikey Sammerstill, two-time captain at Michigan. And everything I'm hearing from that staff and from the front office is they love his leadership as much as they love him playing on the field. And it's even more so, it's amplified because of what Jaden Daniels can do as a leader. But it's all about the development. He hasn't had that opportunity yet.
Jeff? Oh, no more Jeff. All right, Damon, let's get to you. You're next up. You're on 97.1.
Good morning. I think Jared Goff is a better quarterback. It's just that he stands in a pocket. Those plays of him standing in a pocket don't make ESPN. But Jaden Daniels and all the other scrambling cornerbacks do. Outside of Patrick Mahomes, whether the scrambling quarterback has won a Super Bowl? It's been Brady, Stafford, and hopefully this year Jared Goff.
It's guys who make winning throws from the pocket on third and fourth down. Primarily. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to always be that way. I think there's just so much more mobility at the position now and moving forward that it's inevitable that more mobile quarterbacks are going to win Super Bowls. But those mobile guys will also have to make throws on third and fourth down. And Mahomes, in addition to being a mobile quarterback, can also dot you up from the pocket too.
Right. And here's the thing. The biggest question I probably have about Jaden Daniels is going to be his durability. He is clearly really good at running the football. He's a tremendous athlete, but he's not built like Lamar Jackson. How many hits can he take? Because he has a slighter build. And it's not a knock on him. No. It's just how his body was made.
It's also a question, a fair question about durability over the long haul.
Right, and if he's their leading rusher this year, it's only going to increase next year. Now, do they go into the draft and they get a better running back, a better running game? Do they improve the offensive line so he doesn't take as many hits or he's more protected? Like, I don't know the philosophy that they're operating with in Washington, but I do know that that is... And that was the big concern I had coming out of college. I thought last year, I was more worried that he was going to go to Chicago, that they were going to pull a rope-a-dope and take him at one, that he would be in division versus him going to Washington. Now he's in the conference, and we're going to have to face him in the playoffs. We're going to have to face him next year. We're going to have to face him next year in the playoffs. I think this is going to be an ongoing discussion because Washington does have Jaden Daniels. He is a franchise quarterback. He's going to be damn good, and we're going to have to face him again. I'm just glad we're doing it in year one.
Yeah, exactly. Texter says, Cookies, why are you making it about respect with Goff just because someone thinks another quarterback is better? I don't get this perspective, Lance in Ann Arbor. It's not just any quarterback. It's a rookie quarterback. Like, I know we're always excited about the rise of the rookie phenom and the next great quarterback, and Daniels may be that guy. He is not that guy right now. To me, it is disrespect that we have a quarterback who's been to a Super Bowl, been to two NFC title games with two different franchises, who's coming off of one of the great statistical seasons in the league this year. He's in his prime, and we're letting this guy who's played one season, well, is better than him. Like, that's why I get like, okay, what are we doing now?
But it's always the constant disrespect for either Detroit, the Lions, or Jared Goff. It's the disrespect that he took a team to the Super Bowl on a rookie contract, one of the worst teams when he arrived, and then in year three, takes him to a Super Bowl. And you could talk about the defense, you could talk about Todd Gurley and his weapons, all of those different things are true. But it was the disrespect that followed that of he gets his big contract and they don't go back to the Super Bowl. Sean McVay wants to throw somebody under the bus, so he points all fingers and shapes it that it's the quarterback issue and not anything to do with his coaching or the roster or injuries. It was Jared Goff. He comes here and everybody talks about him being a bridge. Like, where are the Lions going to get their franchise quarterback? How long are we going to have to live with Jared Goff? Those are all the conversations that have followed Jared Goff pretty much since he lost that Super Bowl. It's always been about somebody's better. You can always do better than Jared Goff. Well, Jared Goff is now with his second franchise. He is going to take them to a Super Bowl. And how many games this year? Last year, the Tampa game. That's really when people started to turn their head because both running backs were out. They were hurt. We were looking at Craig Reynolds, and it was a Jared Goff win. Can he take the team down the field when there's nothing, when there's no running game, and win? He proved that he can.
Yeah. I just think it's wild that we've got a quarterback who threw 12 more touchdowns, higher quarterback rating, more yards, higher completion percentage, more 20-yard plays, and we're saying Jaden Daniels is better.
Well, because he's
mobile. And
because
he's fun mobile. And he's new.
Everybody wants that mobile, exciting. He's more exciting than Jared Goff, unless you think winning is exciting.
Stylistically, he's fun. He's very toolsy. He may have a better arm. He may have a higher ceiling. He's not at that ceiling right now.
Well, and there's just been so many things and so many different issues that have overshadowed Jared Goff. His wife overshadows Jared Goff.
Well, you're married to a model.
That's going to happen.
Yeah. Let's get some phone calls more. 248-539-9797. Corin, you're in 97.1. What's going on?
What's up, guys? So I think what you – and John kind of just hit on it. It's not even just Jaden Daniels. It's just the overall narrative in general. It's other quarterbacks are more dynamic, but they're not better. And I think we forgot about Peyton Manning and Tom Brady and Drew Brees and these guys that sat in the pocket and just – destroyed the NFL for years, and for a long time it was about can mobile quarterbacks even win, and now it's for some reason because one quarterback has started to win, it's you can't win without a mobile quarterback, which is completely false. Jared Goff had a perfect game this year. Like, his highlights aren't, you know, jumping around and stiff arming people, but he went 18 for 18 with four touchdowns in a big game against Seattle at home. That game, he got hit on the shoulder, turned around, hit J-Mo for a fantastic pass. This, with the game against Minnesota, 4th and 5, sits in the pocket, free rusher, delivers an incredible pass to Jameson Williams. Like, those are the plays that don't get highlighted because he's not moving around, but he is lethal in the pocket, and he's never going to get that until he has to win a Super Bowl. He already went to an NFC Championship game, was up 17-0. We lost the game. No one blames it on Jared because he still played his game. You know, you get a Jameer Gibbs fumble, you get
Reynolds
all those
drop.
Things that happen.
Yeah.
You can't blame it on a quarterback.
No,
but he's never going to get it until he wins.
Yeah.
Corin, you got amazing dad focus. You didn't miss a beat. Yeah. You didn't miss a beat. That's awesome.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Love it. Good phone calls, as always.
You guys really surprised by his focus? I mean, the way he drafts?
Oh, I know. I know. He never gets distracted.
Calls in and defends Jared Goff when he's getting under hostile attack.
Yeah, never gets distracted.
You know, we keep an eye on the TVs in the studio here. We've always got some kind of like talking head show program. Yesterday, I think they were debating who would you rather have 4 minutes to go or fourth quarter game-winning drive. And analysts were saying Jaden Daniels. FS1 yesterday, Danny Parkins, Jaden Daniels is better than Jared Goff. I'm like, I get it. I wasn't Goff's biggest supporter for a long time. I just don't understand propping a rookie up over a guy who's proven and playing some of the best football of his career. So we've asked you guys, like, where is this coming from? What's Goff got to do? I get it if you tell me he's not Mahomes. He's not Allen. He's not Lamar. He's better than a rookie quarterback. Let's get to the phones. Isaac and Oak Park, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. So the reason why this keeps happening to Jared Goff is because, you know, he doesn't have any Super Bowls. He doesn't have any MVPs. He doesn't make the flashy plays that make it onto the highlight reel. I know that I want to preface this by saying that I love Jared Goff. I think that he's a great quarterback, but I just don't see why he wouldn't be considered better than, you know, Jaden Daniels easily. And then, you know, guys like, you know, you could go even farther. Lamar Jackson, Josh, you can make an argument that he's better than Josh Allen. But to compare Jaden Daniels to Jared Goff and say that Jaden Daniels is better than Jared Goff 1 year just because he made a couple game-winning drives because his team is not nearly as good as the Lions. I think it's kind of ridiculous. You could say the same thing about, you know, Jaden Daniels. Is he better than Patrick Mahomes? But they would dare wouldn't say that because Patrick Mahomes, he has 3 Super Bowls. He has a couple MVPs to his names. So that's where I stand on that.
I think you make some sense. I think he's boring, Jared Goff. As silly as that is, winning shouldn't be boring. Making the big throw on third down, fourth down, red zone, gotta have it. Like, his style isn't exciting.
Well, it's not. Again, it's not. He's not the flashy, sexy, look at me quarterback. He's not going to, and every time he makes a play with his feet, like, we highlight it because it's such a rare occasion. And there's also a little giggle that comes along with it. Like, you know, he just ran for a first down. But he's the quarterback of a team that just went 15-2.
The number one offense in football.
Number one seed.
They're not doing that in spite of Jared Goff.
Right.
I know the argument is he's got more support, and he does. He does have more support. But they're not number one dragging Jared Goff to the finish line. He's very much a catalyst of what they're doing.
It was very much a different conversation about a 14-win Vikings team with Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
The questions weren't going to be, could Jared Goff get it done? The questions were, will Sam Darnold be able to get it done? And we know the answer to both of those.
Yeah, can he handle it? And Goff handled it last year with a couple playoff wins, and wasn't his fault they lost the NFC title game. Let's get to one more phone call. We got to get a lot still today. 902, Dear John, 835, The Story of Naked Heather. Last word on this. She shared it via email for the show.
No. Hey, let's get to the caller. We got some excitement coming on the show.
Okay, let's get to Zach in Oxford. Zach, wrap us up. You're on 97.1.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on. Longtime Redskins Washington football team Commanders fan from Montgomery County, Maryland. I've been living in Detroit for 7 years now. I've watched every play of every game for Jaden Daniels, and I follow the Lions. My wife's a Lions fan. All I have is, if you put Jared Goff on this Redskins Washington football team Commanders team, do they go 12-5 and do they win a playoff game? I don't think so. Jaden Daniels, his physical ability, the way he's able to extend plays, he makes all the right decisions. I'm not saying he's better than Jared Goff. I'm just saying, in a comparison on this season, I think people put the name rookie next to Jaden Daniels, but the way he plays is not like rookie.
Not your typical rookie, no.
No, and this is not a shot at him, but flip it the other way. Are the Lions 15-2 with Jaden Daniels?
I
don't think they are.
When you watch him on Saturday, you'll see that he makes all the right plays. The reason they're even going to be close to maybe in this game is because of Jaden Daniels. Without him, we have a subpar team. We have some good players, but really, we were all thinking we'd be happy to go 6-11 this year as long as we found our franchise quarterback. The fact that we found our franchise quarterback
when 12-5
won a playoff game.
Can you correct me if I'm wrong? Jaden Daniels, and he lost to the Cowboys this season with Cooper Rush at quarterback, right?
Correct. He led a game-tying drive where the kicker missed the extra point.
Right.
But that is true.
I just don't know that he would have played as unblemished a football as a rookie that Jared Goff did for a 15-win team. It cuts both ways.
Yeah.